for the Greg Jennings Financial Report with our man Greg Ferrantino, certified wealth strategist extraordinaire, president of the Greg Jennings Financial Services, located right in the heart of Melville on Broad Hollow Road. Check out that great website. I keep telling you about that. LongIslandInvestmentAdvisors.com. Mr. Ferrantino, a registered representative offering securities advisory services all through United Planners Financial Services. Member FINRA, SIPC. Greg Jennings Financial Services, LLC, and United Planners, they are not affiliated. Pretty good day, 550 plus at the close. Already futures looking good, over 100. So I think maybe jazzed a bit as far as reopening is concerned, in many a part, especially here on the island. Mr. Ferrantino, very good morning to you, sir.
Good morning, Jay. Yes, you said the number specifically 553 points up on the Dow yesterday. On a percentage basis, that's 2.2%. That's a one-year, that's a very good one-year money market rate. They did it in one day. And the Standard & Poor's 500 index up 1.5%. The NASDAQ Composite, which is the tech-heavy NASDAQ Composite, was only up 0.8%. Kind of signaling that, when you look at these the NASDAQ particular, Jay, starting to see that maybe some of the tech stocks are having they're not moving up as quickly, and the other stocks are starting to catch up, particularly the industrials. And that's what it's saying as of yesterday and the last few days. That seems to be the trend. Some of the value stocks were pushed aside for the Facebook, Amazon, Netflix, Google, FANG stocks. Apple, you could throw in there, too. So Microsoft, you could throw in there, too. So it seems like they're taking a little bit of a breather, and the rest of the industrial economy now is starting to pick up, money shifting that way. And so that's it's actually a good thing for people's portfolios. So if you had value stocks and you didn't do well the last year or two, might be something to take a look at, as well as international, which hasn't done very well a long time. And as you know, Europe is about 2 weeks, maybe in some instances 4 to 6 weeks ahead of us in terms of the COVID crisis. They had it earlier, and they mitigated the whole situation, and then they're just in front of us. And so some of those numbers are more forward in Europe than they are here, but something to keep an eye on. Gold, even though the market rallied, gold also rallied $6.40 to $1,712. And the price of crude oil, $32.87. So yeah, we have positive futures today. There's a lot of news that, it's almost a disconnect between what you're reading in terms of the financial news and the general news, Jay, and what the markets are doing. Either markets are betting something a few months out, and the news is doing a very good job. You're reporting some very negative things. I mean, there was, got to realize last night, Jay, there was rallies in 3 or 4 cities. Against police brutality, and that was Minnesota. So I was going to bed last night. That was happening in Los Angeles and Minnesota. We had 100,000 died in the coronavirus situation. Very sad milestone number. So there's a lot to, and then you got this China and Hong Kong, which is very, very interesting. I would think that that's a little, I'd be a little nervous about that, but nobody's reflecting on it. So China is going to, they're putting some very strong restrictions, and they may, and so there may be some situations for everybody in terms of Chinese stocks. The things that a lot of people of us have, like Alibaba and Tencent Holdings and companies like that. So there's a lot of news out there that can really turn this market to the negative, and I'm just not seeing it yet. So it may come. But people are saying, then I said, how do I explain the rally, Jay? And so my thinking is, if we had the economy that we had before, right? So we're at the lowest unemployment rate, which isn't the case now. Matter of fact, claims may be coming out today. We're expecting maybe another 2 million file for unemployment, but the rate of people filing for unemployment is definitely slowing. And as we're seeing more people apply for unemployment, if you had the same economy that we had before, and the U.S. government injected $2.7 trillion into small businesses and such, what would the economy look like at that point? Let's say it was February 15th. Let's say it was middle of February. The COVID hasn't hit yet, and you just injected $2.7 million into the economy. So I think that would do a huge amount to the economy, particularly the way they did it, and to also people's checkbooks, $1,200 plus all this other stuff. So I think that number would probably be a Dow at maybe 30,000 or so. So if you look at that, or maybe 31,000. Now I have to crunch the numbers there. So now we've had this big sell off and everything else. So maybe that was a little overdone too, and maybe people are still working. They're working from home. Maybe there's a lot of companies where people were working from home anyway, so they didn't need to do too much, and we over worried about it. So that's where I'm thinking I'm seeing some of this rally is that, hey, we may not just to be back where we are, which we're pretty close to where we were back in February, and we injected 2.7, we'd normally be, had you just did it with a normal economy, we'd normally be maybe at 30, 31,000 on the Dow. So that's my only thinking that would explain the rally. I think it makes sense a little bit.
Well, listen, I mean, it's not a bad way of thinking, but, you know, in reality, you know, we are over 25,000. That's a positive thing. I do believe, and I've said this, it's not about flipping that switch and here we go. You know, I think it's going to take quite some time to get back. You got a lot of businesses, Craig, that are done, finished, and it's going to take time. It's going to take time for people to rebound, to generate, and I think the biggest part of it is, you know, how consumers will react. You know, the consumer spending part of the equation is huge. You know, the confidence about going back and everything else, you know, it was a very ho-hum day for many a business who reopened because, you know, they didn't see the consumers. You know, they didn't see the patrons. And it's going to take some time, some confidence. Who knows? Maybe even a vaccine as far as the magic elixir, the end all, the confidence builder, as far as seeing the numbers rise in that area. So there's a lot of factors involved, and I think it's going to take a long time to get back to where we were.
Okay. So that's you could be right. You know, nobody has a crystal ball. I think the fact that the unemployment number is so high is kind of scary, but the fact of the matter is that 60 or 70% of those people are probably making more unemployed than they were employed. So then you say, oh, okay, well, so then I guess we could, you know, that money is still, it's like, okay, they're unemployed, there's no money in the economy, and therefore nobody's buying. No, people are buying, and it's just who's paying the bill. You know, so the people paying the bill right now is, for a good portion of it, is us, taxpayers, and the U.S. government through the, you know, U.S. government is the arbiter, but that's how that's happening. So in a sense, we're increasing the debt, which isn't really having too much of a day-to-day effect on our economy. And as long as people can still shop, and that's why we're seeing the markets so high, as the consumer money is there. It's when I go to Costco and Walmart, or any of us go to those places, and there's nobody online, and there's nobody in the store. That's the scary part. And when you go on the line expressway or anywhere else in the United States, and there's nobody on the roads because they can't afford gas, that's the scary part. Right now, we're not there. And so I think that, and it's partly due to the, right.
Yeah, look,
it's partly
listen,
due to the fact that people have money.
Yeah, listen, there's still a fear out there. You know, people are still nervous. They're still scared. They don't know how to kind of go about their business. You know, the mask, not to wear mask, social distance, capacity restrictions. You know, there's a lot of learning going on here right now, and it's going to take some time. Again, the overall key word to me is confidence. Confidence from the consumer, the public, even the business owner themselves about, you know, and again, that unemployment stuff is another hurtful aspect of the equation. The extra 600, you're making a $182 plus the 682. Think about that times four. You know, you're over 3,000 a month. People haven't come near that, and they're getting that. So they're loving it for at least the next, you know what, 6 weeks or so. So and by the way, House Democrats, you know, already authorized it so that it gets extended. So think about the damage, you know, that could be caused even with that aspect. If that was it's not going to fly, obviously, with Senate Republicans. But certainly, you know, that wish was for January 2021. So a lot of factors involved, my friend. Give me a final thought.
Final thought is that I think that there's always been a little fight between Carl Icahn and this is like finance gossip, but Carl Icahn and Bill Ackman. Bill Ackman went up 27% since January, his hedge fund. And the funny thing is that he dumped Berkshire Hathaway, which is the big, which is Warren Buffett's company, because they haven't been doing well in a while. And he's had a negative view. But Carl Icahn, which is also a billionaire, he had a lot of hurts. And they've always been bumping heads over history. And so it shows that Carl Icahn just recently lost $1.6 billion on Hertz because he had a dump bid. He was on their board. Couldn't do anything to change the company, blah, 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 blah. So it's another one where Ackman ups Icahn. It's a very interesting story there. Aside from that, investors need to be diligent and make sure you shift your assets into things that maybe weren't making money but pay a nice dividend for now, because those things are starting to come up. That's as simple as possible.
Sir, you stay well today. We'll keep fingers crossed, looking good, and we'll talk to you in the morning.
Yes, we'll talk to you tomorrow, Jay. Thank you. Have a good day.
There you go. There you go. Craig Ferrantino, ladies and gentlemen.